but it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the Metro.
Pitchers from the backfield is coming on. Moving pitchers on the far outside. Reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is moving pitchers.
The Grey Gladiator, the Gladiator Gris. Il a fait encore une fois une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg here as we continue to follow the situation in Alberta vis-a-vis Balzac. That phantom track has caused a lot of consternation both for thoroughbred and standardbred people. We talked earlier this week to the thoroughbred folks. We're going to talk to Neil Malik on this edition. He is the president of the Alberta Standardbred Harness Horse Association, and he'll be joining us next on this edition of Trot Radio.
August 20th through the 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Take in special limited seating events like Ultimate Band Challenge, Yuck Yucks on Tour, and the finals of the FBA Advanced Bartenders Competition, and play the Ponies Tournament. Adrenaline is all about food and drink as we feature over 15 food vendors plus beer and spirit tents. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase tickets for limited seating events online before they sell out. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. We promise we bring you the standardbred side of the story on the Balzac situation. We talked earlier this week to the thoroughbred side who said they are willing and ready to go back to the future, start back again at Stampede Park in Calgary, along with the standardbreds, while Balzac continues to promise that it's coming. With us on the other end of my line is Neil Malik, president of the Standardbred Harness Horse Association of Alberta. Welcome to Trot Radio, Neil.
My pleasure.
Matt Monaco of the Horsemen's Benevolent Protective Association has said, and he's gone on the record as saying, look, time to go back to the beginning because Balzac's taking forever. Would you be willing to hook up with Matt and the proper government authorities to try and go back to the beginning as it was described?
You know, I think that right now there's probably a whole lot of that kind of talk being done at Horse Racing Alberta with the HPPA reps and the ASHA reps getting together trying to find a solution, because we've got to be back in the Calgary area. We need the simulcast, or not the simulcast revenue, the slot revenue out of Calgary, and we need to race. You know, I think that it's time, and I think that it's been recognized as time that alternatives have to be looked at, because Balzac has had many, many deadlines and has managed to totally ignore them. I hope that the track could go ahead. It was seen as the future of our racing. It's a wonderful concept, but in the meantime, we still need to race.
And if you are racing, and if Balzac goes ahead, can the two, Calgary Stampede Park, that is, and Balzac coexist?
In my opinion, yes. But you know, I'm just one lonely little person that thinks that way. But why would you not be able to race if you've got two willing participants that both have tracks?
What have you, or have you had any conversations with Matt Monaco of HBPA?
I have. Over the past 6 months, we've been talking. We've had similar conversations. I've also talked to their president. Matt is their executive director and seems to do an awful lot of the talking. But you know, it's critical. It's urgent. Like it's down to the point where something has to be done, and a couple of changes have been made recently in the horse racing business here in our province that were an eye opener for a few people, and I think that there's going to be a few more.
Such as
one. Well, no, when Dr. Reed resigned, I think that might have had something to do with, you know, and I don't know, but I, you know, in my heart, I feel that he maybe feels that he didn't get the Calgary situation looked after. You know, and okay. He's the kind of honorable man that would say, you know, I didn't fulfill my mandate, so therefore find somebody else to do the job.
What I'm wondering, though, over the course of your conversations, have you and the Matt Monacos said, let's go to the government Horse Racing Alberta and get the go-ahead to go back to what we did before?
Our reps on Horse Racing Alberta have had those conversations and have looked at alternatives. The alternative, I believe, is Stampede Park. It would be the logical one. Stampede Park has shown reluctance because they said that some of the projects that they were involved in made it virtually impossible to use the track for this year. I think that they may be able to be persuaded. I'm an optimist, so therefore I think that anything can be worked out if the right people and the right terms are met.
So that being the case, are you waiting for some sort of approval from HR or from the bodies that be?
No, we're not waiting for. I would say that those alternatives are being actively sought as we speak.
Okay.
As in many cases, things can't be said until something is done,
mm-hmm.
because you never, you know, one little tiny touch of rumor sometimes can be fact in 2 seconds.
Okay, so I don't want to spread rumors, goodness knows.
Yep.
So what we want to know is what the status is at this point. Now, just correct me or verify whatever I'm saying here. Your people, the Standardbred Harness people of Alberta, have met with the Horsemen's Benevolent Protective Association, basically the thoroughbred people. You've met, you've agreed, you have to go back to racing at Stampede and Northlands. You've taken those concerns to the government now?
No, I wouldn't say that we've said that we've got to go back. What we basically have said is we've waited long enough. It's time for some decisions to be made, and if all that cannot be guaranteed, then yes, find an alternative.
Okay.
And yes, you know, the thing is that there have been those meetings, you know, there have been meetings, and those have been part of the conversations, but I know that they've been also brought up at many other meetings that have gone on.
Okay.
Is
there any kind of drop-dead deadline that you guys are putting up for Balzac?
We thought it was July 15th. We thought it was too late as of the 1st of June.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been trying to find alternatives, and know that there have been people that have been approaching other alternatives since even before then to find out, you know, what is available and what possible contingencies do we have.
So no drop dead deadline that's been adhered to. Where do you go from here?
Shirley McFarlane is a very astute person that knows the ins and outs of how to make things work, and she is very much on side that Calgary needs to be active, and she also is on side of the fact that if Balzac can't get it done and get it done quickly, something else has to happen.
Shirley McLennan, just for our listeners' sake, could you explain her role?
Oh, Shirley McLennan is the chairman of Horse Racing Alberta.
Okay.
All right, the body that looks after horse racing in Alberta.
Okay, so we've clarified that for our out-of-province listeners. So she's having an oversight in this?
Oh, she's, trust me, it's probably numbers 1, 2, and 3 on her to-do list.
Okay. Well, we'll certainly hope for the best if it's being looked at by the number one, who's making it priority 1, 2, and 3, then hopefully something will finally come about on this.
We are certainly hoping so, and both horsemen's associations are very much involved in trying to find a solution, because, you know, with the thing, everything was going in the right direction until Balzac collapsed, I will say, and we need to get things moving in the right direction again, and I think that requires Calgary.
Maybe what else is required is that we take another look at this to a higher level, maybe talk to Shirley McLennan over at Horse Racing Alberta, maybe even try and get a hold of Ralph Klein, the former Alberta Premier, who was a big supporter of harness racing and did put his name forward to do whatever he can to help the situation. That'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications. Bye-bye.